From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Adam Burke, Roxanne Roberts, and Nagin Farsad. And here again is your host at the Orpheum Theater in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Lord Bill was born a rambling man. That's our listener limerick challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Yes. Adam, Panasonic has finally unveiled the ultimate in fridge technology. It's voice activated and will do what when you tell it to do it?
Bring you a beer?
Yes! This refrigerator will come to you. For many of us, the only exercise we get is walking to and from the fridge. Well, that tyranny ends today. The Panasonic moving fridge will come to you when you call it and uses high-tech sensors to judge distances around your home while somehow not judging you.
Now, see, I find this very encouraging. Is this like kind of like a little baby Roomba?
Yeah, well, yeah, no. It looks about the size of a dorm refrigerator, a small one.
That's a big one.
I know. I want the full size one.
You want the full size one.
And I want to take it for a walk. Around the neighborhood.
Yeah. And it occasionally stops and leaves grapes on people's lawn.
Yeah. Can you imagine how disgusted you would be if you went around someone's house and they had a portable fridge and then they just used it for fruit? Ah, you smug bastard.
I fear that we're going to lose, though, one of my favorite, you know, YouTube videos, which is the guys that have taught their dogs to open the refrigerator and bring them a beer. You've seen these, right?
These are real and not CGI beer commercials.
No, these are real. People, they put like a rag on the handle, and they teach the dog to pull it open, get a beer, close the refrigerator door and bring it to him. It makes me unbelievably happy.
I have never been more disappointed in both humanity and in my own dog.
Also, that's nothing. My cat is a sommelier. Is all this.
She's pairing with courses.
Purring with courses.
Roxanne, a new trend in organizing one's clutter has been made popular in Sweden. It's based on thinking about your stuff from the perspective of being what?
Of your surviving children.
Yes, you're right. You're supposed to inventory all your stuff and ask yourself, would anybody want this when I'm dead? It's called Swedish death cleaning. And it's sort of an escalation of author Marie Kondo's famous idea that you should get rid of anything that doesn't, quote, spark joy in you. Swedish death cleaning, as you say, encourages you to ask yourself, will anyone want this drawer of ketchup packets when I am dead? And if the answer is no, throw it all out. If the answer is yes, get new friends.
I'm going to make them keep my mobile fridge and use it to haunt them. Chase them around the house.
Roxanne, it's important for seniors to keep their minds active, so a group in Wisconsin is offering their older citizens a class where they get to write what?
Oh, letters of grievance.
They don't have enough time left for that.
Their wills?
Getting there. It does come into play after their deaths.
Their obituaries.
Yes, they're encouraged to write their own obituaries. I mean, it's so much easier to get writing done when you have a deadline.
Oh, come on. That was great.
The class teaches seniors the finer points of obit writing: editing, life history, communicating funeral information, crafting final words of spite for your enemies.
Why not go one further and just do your own tombstone?
Yeah.
Works on the abs. Yeah.
But it's kind of the same as, like, you know, people who rewrite their own Wikipedia entries. Not that I've ever done that, but I'm just saying it's sort of the same idea.
It is.
Are you under any obligation to be factual in your obituary?
I think that, what are they going to do to you?
Yeah.
I read this and I thought, well, this is great, because nothing gives you perspective on how you are living your life than having to sum it up as if it were over. you know, you're writing. In his spare time, he tried to figure out what to watch on Netflix while simultaneously scrolling through Twitter for hours. Oh my God, what have I done?
He couldn't even finish this obit.